Three studies for figures at the base of a crucifixion, after Francis Bacon. Alecto. Under the lip of the jar, after the passion's flight, clings another passion, a bat, the size of an orange, sucked dry from within. On each shoulder, no wing but a white finger. Her name is expectancy. Blind, she sniffs, furry neck stretching, the burning leather. When a fierceness pierces a woman, and a germ is released. When the baby comes, slightly deflated, and cries for air, sucking it in like blood, a wing, pale, hairless, unfurls from its muscle of a heart. Joining in the cry, the internee bat keens and keens. Megara. The bandage over the window is soaked with sun, exposing the nerve in the wood, the stone fracture, the nails oxidizing in the burrows they bit through. It does not help to move house. The X-rays follow, filming the densest parts of passions, the skeletons of full-grown bats grasping their fingers in their arms. Over every bed, behind the eye, a shutter blinks, the fluorescence flutters. Hurry! The key, brass plated with nickel, is lubed by the sticky hand. But there is no lock, only a mouth full of teeth. Tisiphone. The knife is pulled from the body more easily than it was nudged in. Blood follows it outdoors to welcome the avenger. He is a familiar face, all mouth, all howl. The potculous teeth too small, the years they received the oracle, delicate. Down his throat, a gang of bats is rattling, lit by the tall gleaming lamps of his teeth. Reeking of exhaust and gasoline, the blood he released, sinking between the grass, collects in a pelvic dish. The dead push against the ground, but it does not give.